2 minutes left here, and it's 18 points for McCool's, 11 points for St. Michael's, so it's a 7-point difference. And despite a late flurry here by the home side, it looks like being too little too late, and they've another scoring chance coming in now, and it's looking good, and that's a fine strike indeed. It's another 2-pointer, and this one has come from Carlos O'Reilly, who's been to the fore in the last few minutes. That's his second 2-pointer, and that has reduced the margin to 5 points. So it's an improved performance by the home side in the second half. They trailed by 11 points to 1 at half time. And then for much of the third period, while McCool's continuing to cancel out whatever was put at them by the home side, and they led by 17 points to 5 after 21 minutes of the second half. But then we had a flurry of scores from the home side, starting off with a Daniel McFadden free. Carlos O'Reilly had a 2-pointer. McFadden then an effort from play, and then Colin McFadden also with a 2-pointer before that one, just as you joined us, from Carlos O'Reilly. So the men in red and white have had a decent spell, but it will surely be too late, because for much of this game they have played a second fiddle to a McCool side who have for the most part managed it well. They have slackened off a little bit in the last few minutes, but just before you joined us, Kevin McCormick getting another point. He has been very influential for them, as has Jamie Keegan, Conor McGinty, and also Sean Martin, and the Twin Towns men are on course to open their championship account with a away victory. The referee is Cathal Boland from Ardra. He has already glanced at his whistle. We are probably just now edging into additional time, so we'll stay with the action. St. Michael's not giving up. They're venturing forward once again, but with a 5-point deficit, it's not going to be possible, surely, to get anything back out of this game at this stage. They have another chance. It's a possibility of a 2-pointer. It comes in, and there's a little bit of confusion in the home defence. The ball's not cleared, and it's in the back of the net. And Carlos O'Reilly is the right man in the right place at the right time, and he puts it into the back of the net, and that makes it 113 to 18 points. It's a 2-point game, but we are deep in stoppage time. Have St. Michael's put themselves in a position where they could salvage something with a last gasp score? They need a goal to win it. They need a 2-pointer to draw level, and Owen Gallen in the McCool's goal won't be in too much of a hurry about this one. It's important he finds his own men, and McCool's just have to keep ball. In fact, they might do better than that, because they are going forward deep into St. Michael's territory, and Kevin McCormick, always such a threat, well, he loses out on this occasion. And now, roared on by the home crowd, Colin McFadden going forward for St. Michael's. This is surely their last chance. He plays it infield, and once again they continue to hold on to possession. It comes to Patrick McGinley, and the ball is played out wide now, but they need a 2-pointer to draw the sides level. They're going to take their time here. They're still outside that arc, and the ball comes back over towards first of all it was McFadden, and now it's pumped right into the deep of the goal mouth, and McCool's will clear it, and huge relief there for McCool's, because they'll try and just keep possession here. They're still very much camped inside their own half. They have gone down, they've won themselves a free, and that surely will be enough for McCool's, who are, by the looks of it, going to have survived what's been a real late scare here after that big, big lead. Indeed, with just 8 minutes left on the clock, they led by 17 points to 6. Credit to St. Michael's, they've really tried very, very hard in these closing stages. But McCool's with the ball, Chad McSorley now near halfway. He's not going to be in any hurry as he finds Joe Boyle. And Boyle now back out for McCool's, and there's another free, and still we are playing here. We've had over 2 minutes of additional time, and it looks like we're going to see a yellow card coming out of the pocket of our draw referee, Cathal Boland, as he comes over, and it's all slowed down, but McCool's won't be too adverse to this time being wasted. And I think it's Daniel McLaughlin who may well have gone into the notebook there. And there is a McCool's man on the deck. It's one of the subs. Both sides have emptied the bench in the final quarter in particular. No Michael Langdon for St. Michael's, no Oisin Gallen for McCool's, but here comes McCool's on the attack. They've won that free, they've taken it, and it's here as they look out from the clubhouse, and there indeed goes the final whistle. And it has finished here. 18 points to McCool's visitors, 113 to St. Michael's, a 2-point margin in the end, much closer than it was for most of the game. But McCool's, they have... are going to leave the bridge with a championship victory. St. Michael's, plenty to ponder on. If they'd done better in that first half, who knows what might have happened. They were certainly the better team in the final quarter. Maybe McCool's were slackening off slightly. But in the end, McCool's deserved winners on the day. Final score from the bridge. It's finished St. Michael's a goal and 13 points. McCool's 18 points.